97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. As we get a chance to chat with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Craig Buller. Jack Buller, how are you?
Hey, Buller.
Scotty Hans, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You know what? Listening to that Guns N' Roses intro, I really thought both of you were playing air guitar after last week. after Tim's concert.
Yeah.
You know, Buller, I was thinking about that this last weekend, all getting together. And I know you're not supposed to think more of a man after you meet their wife, but I'm telling you, I didn't think I could think more about you until I met your wife. And I'm like, he's even a better man than I thought he was. Like,
you're a good man.
That's an incredible woman right there.
Well, she's put up with a lot. There's no doubt about that. In fact, I'm not sitting here blowing smoke. All you guys, I mean, come on. What we do is kind of crazy, you know. Hours are crazy. Everybody has crazy hours. I get it. But it was fun to meet everybody. It really was.
Yeah.
Wise. Well, kind of put two and two together. Quite intriguing.
Like what?
It feels like you have more to say there, Buller. Like,
what is she doing with him?
Well,
out kick the coverage there, gentlemen. No, all of us did.
But, you know, it was just good to have a little sense of normalcy, a live show, some music, a concert, and everybody together having a good time, man. It was great.
It was good. Yeah, it was a fun time. And Tim can rock it, man. Yeah. I talked to him the next day, and you couldn't even understand him. I mean, he was so hoarse. He put on two concerts back-to-back?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And he sounded like Axl Rose and maybe who's lead singer of Aerosmith? Why can't I remember it right off the top of my head?
Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. He let it rip. I'll tell you that.
So JaVale McGee is going to be on Team USA. You fired up.
Yeah. Love's out. JaVale McGee in. Aren't they just trying to get out of this thing? I mean, they're still what I read the other day. They're still favored to win in Tokyo. I'm not sure if that's actually going to hold true, but I guess we'll find out once they get over there.
What do you know about Keldon Johnson, the other addition to Team US?
Well, you know, I mean, a younger guy. These are some guys that are just kind of hidden, right? I mean, they're getting their chance, and that's the beautiful thing. I mean, remember when it was, all collegiate players, and it got to the point where, you know, the guys that are 17, 18 just couldn't compete against the European teams. And then they decided, let's go NBA stars. And I'm talking to the heavy hitters. So, it's a great opportunity for these younger guys to get over there and play. I mean, Kevin Love kind of surprised me, you know. Everyone's always been intrigued with Love, and I know he came out and said he had some issues with anxiety, which all of us can, I'm sure, relate to. Now he's got the cast, and I was a little surprised that, you know, after 12 days or how many days he was in Las Vegas, he decided just to stay out. So, Bradley Beal forced to drop out too. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I'm not sure really if anybody. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd have a hard time preparing mentally to go to Tokyo, knowing the situation there and some outbreaks in the United States again, and no fans, too. I mean, it's really going to be, I think, a difficult situation. But, hey, this is the world we're living in right now. So, you know, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you feel like you got a hold on this thing and everything was going in the right direction, and then, boom, it blows up again. And
yep.
Now you got Los Angeles having masks, and it just feels like, can we just nip this thing in the bud? Because it kind of felt like the same way last year. We were talking about a college football season, and then all of a sudden cases skyrocketed, and then all heck broke loose again. So,
well, the Yankees, six players, COVID positive, so they had to cancel, postpone game. Could be games. It's you know, just when you think we're on the brink of normalcy, we're trying to get there, we get a setback. You know, I was looking at the map last week, or what's today? Yeah, Friday, so it was Monday, I guess it was, that, you know, one of the epicenters is really kind of my hometown, right outside Springfield, Missouri, and that's where kind of they've had a lot of issues too. So, Yeah, I wish we could just nip it, as Barney Fife would say in the old days on Andy Griffith, nip it in the bud, but we haven't been able to. Well, I updated myself big time on that line.
Yeah, a little bit, Buller.
Sorry,
yeah.
Man.
No, 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 well, you're all good.
To watch MeTV or TV Land, check out Andy. Yeah.
Hey, obviously, Buller, one of the bigger stories that's really starting to swirl right now is Damian Lillard and potentially forcing a trade out of Portland.
Right.
Just give us your thoughts on Damian, how long he's been with Portland, his attitude, what you expect to see in this potential push of a trade.
Well, Hans, you know, it's maybe a surprise to hear, you know, the word force, because I really thought he was one of the guys that was there to stay. But I, you know, in the world we're living in, again, in the NBA world especially, where everything is about a championship, you know, look, I get it. It's about your legacy. It's about, you know, how you're going to be remembered and why you play this game. And everyone, Donovan, Rudy, everybody, Joe, everybody that is on the Jazz want to win a title. Same with every player in the NBA. I will give credit, though, to Damian. I believe 9 years just completed with the Blazers. You know, he has kept his mouth, you know, in check. I think he and C.J. McCollum, one of the most dynamic backcourt hands in the NBA. I mean, they score at will. They're both athletic, and we know what Damian Lillard's range is, right there with Steph Curry from three. But I think he's seen change with the Blazers, and at the same time, maybe they feel like it's time to break too. So, you know, you can only go so long. I think this is a great discussion, because you can only go so long with a certain group of players. Karlen John may have been, again, one of those strange occurrences, honestly. Carl jumped and went to the Lakers until he hurt his knee and was there for, what, half a year. But, you know, we think of guys being, let's just say, loyal to the extent of their fan base. But at the same time, they're trying to think it's a business, because they've been taught that right from day one, that it truly is. Unless you're that superstar status, players come and go and are moved like checker pieces at times. And most likely during this time of the season, that's going to happen here real quick when free agency opens and trades and all the above. So if Damian wants out, you know, it depends on how he does it, right? I mean, I think that's the other part of it, is if you can leave and thank your fans and thank the ownership group that it's time for a change and they get something back in return, I get it. But, you know, I think the biggest problem fans have is how it's done, and is it you know, dragged through social media, radio talk shows, and all the above. There's ways to get things done that will benefit not only him but everybody else. Now, if he came to the Jazz, people would flip, right? Because they know Damian from his days at Weber State, but you got two shooting guards instead of a true point. I don't know. We can always talk about true this, true that, but you know, if the combinations work. I mean, those are what, you know, GMs, you know, are paid to do, combinations, what works for a particular system. But getting back, Hans, to your original question, I think he's been very professional from day one. I don't know him well. I've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times on the floor. But, you know, he's a go-to-business guy. And I've always respected that, always prepared, always mentally into the game and a leader. And I think those are the things that I applaud, that he's always been a pro's pro from the minute he got onto the floor in Portland. So we'll see how this one works out. You know, we talk about this all the time, how Durant is just another case of jumping from OKC to Golden State. You know, he got his championships, tore the Achilles, went to Brooklyn. You know, we find out about, you know, people all the time about how they handle things in certain situations. So I think we'll get a good feel for how Damian, if he truly wants to get out of Portland, how he and the Blazers will handle it.
I think a lot of us looking ahead to the Mike Conley decision, obviously many reports out there that the Jazz are going to do everything they can to bring him back, yeah. Willing to spend money, willing to go into luxury tax to bring him back. And this is just speculating, and I know it's hard for you because you weren't able to travel with the team and get a lot of FaceTime with Mike this year. But I got to think, just based on the fact that there was some struggles last year going into a system and learning a system, the family the way that it is now with kids in school, that's got to lean on a guy to kind of want to stay with with a team that he's been at for the last couple of years and not have to uproot the family and learn a new system again.
Yeah. No, Scotty, the Jazz have put a lot of time and effort into Mike Conley. And Mike Conley's put a lot of time and effort into the Utah Jazz. And look where it got him, his first, you know, all-star appearance in his 14th year. I thought he played his best basketball when he was healthy. I mean, this system fits him. Again, it goes down to what we were just talking about. Does he see, Hans and Scotty, a better opportunity someplace else to gain a title, to put that in his back pocket because age and father time are right on his hip and also on his hamstring, right? I mean, that's the other thing the Jazz have got away in this decision, too. What is his role? How many minutes? And who do you develop behind him looking ahead? If it's a two-year deal, all right, who do you get and start to develop to be in that position? Because also you have to appease a guy named Donovan Mitchell in this whole equation. I'm sure Donovan would love to see Mike back, but a healthy Mike Conley is what Jazz fans want to see. And we're still kind of playing the what-if game. If Mike was healthy, if Donovan was truly 100%, how far could have this team gone? We'll never know. But it's always, you know, something that lags in an off season of what-ifs, man. You know, we could be playing tomorrow night in the NBA championship. You know, I don't know. It's something we'll never get an answer to. But I like Mike. Mike is a perfect fit when he's healthy in this system. And I think we saw that. He struggled, man, in a big way, as you know, Scotty and Hans, in year one, because he was so used to having the ball in his hands, you know, in Memphis. But now he understands it's, you know, everyone can touch it and everyone can – you know, be part of the offense. It's just not him pulling the trigger. So, you know, I'm going to ask you both. I mean, this is a summer that we've never been through with a new ownership group led by Ryan Smith, obviously. And so if he's going to make the decision, right, it's a big money decision that puts him into the cap luxury tax. Not on the brink, but pretty heavy into it, right?
Yep. Well, let me tell you from my angle on this, Buller, just in the thought process of Ryan Smith. I mean, he still has to be calculating that Kawhi Leonard now is potentially out for the majority of next season.
The Clippers. I'm sorry, Hans. They may implode because of this injury.
They could. And then you've got Jamal, who's probably going to be out through at least half, if not more than half, with Denver. Maybe 50 games, 60 games, and then he's going to have to find his bearings with Denver. You got LeBron, who's continuing to age here in the West, and who knows where the Lakers will be. You know, you do have, I think, Golden State that'll get back in the mix a little bit with Klay Thompson coming back. But if I'm Ryan Smith, I'm looking at the league, specifically the West, with injuries and potential. And I'm saying it's still the Wild West next year. I don't think there's an owner of the West next year.
No, I agree with you totally. Look, and the other piece of that puzzle is Chris Paul, who has been my biggest surprise to stay healthy throughout this season and postseason. Usually issues have popped up for Chris Paul in the last 2 years, and he has been able to stay healthy. And that's been, you know, one of the driving forces behind the Suns into the NBA Finals. But your point is well taken. Denver, not sure. Jamal, look, an ACL is a year. I mean, it's just the way it is. And even though they say Kawhi has a partially torn ACL, and Scotty, you know as well as I do, you're not going to put a player of that magnitude, of that value, back on the floor before he's totally healthy and you let the knee try to – it's never 100%, by the way. Once they go in and they repair, look, you're hoping for 90, 95. But once you have a knee operation, a shoulder, what have you can rehab all you want, Achilles. Now, someone will say, Buller, you're wrong because of Kevin Durant. Look, again, the way he plays the game is a little different. But – with what Kawhi does, I mean, I just think, again, you cannot push him, and I think that's going to really impact what the Clippers will become. There's talk that, you know, he's a unrestricted free agent? He can move, and someone like the Nets paid Durant $30 million, was it, to rehab his Achilles in the process? I mean, someone could take a dice roll on Kawhi as well. And that would be devastating to what the Clippers want to achieve with Paul George. So, hands to your point, it is open. And you know what? Ryan Smith, it still echoes in my head. Scotty, you remember this. On the day he took the team, He wants to win now.
Yeah.
It's not tomorrow or next week, or it's now. And so I don't think that he waits to really kind of see how things work out. There's a good core here. Does he make a bold move to add a really important piece? We'll wait and see. But if they've said Mike is on their list of importance, they understand what he brings to the team. He works well with Donovan Mitchell. But, you know, I still think you have to be concerned about, you know, his 15th year in the league coming up, 34, and some hamstring issues that have popped up, you know, throughout his latter years of his career. So who do you get? In my opinion, you can sign Mike, sure. But who do you get that is still able to take his place if he's only good for 60 games for the next couple of seasons? That's the question I have, too. And that's going to cost money, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's going to cost money. So if in fact, the you know, Ryan and Dwayne Wade, who's part of the ownership group, it's going to be really intriguing to see how aggressive they are. Because, again, I still think part of this equation is to show Donovan Mitchell, who starts his max contract, that they are on track to achieve a title. And that will be part of the discussion, if it hasn't already been, throughout the summer. I mean, it's going to be a short off season, by the way. And, you know, the Jazz play their first preseason game the first week of October. I mean, we haven't even finished the finals yet. I mean, it's just around the corner. It's an amazing thing. It really is.
Well, hey, always a pleasure. Bowler, you're the best. Hopefully there's more times where we get to hang out at a concert.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It felt like it was supposed to be. I haven't been to a concert in 3 years.
Is ZZ Top still making the circuit? If so, we can get hands out. We'll watch that.
Yeah, ZZ Top, man. I think they're not coming to Salt Lake after they were in. Now they're, you know, I think Sacramento's the closest place. I was really looking forward to see the Def Leppard ZZ Top combo. But now I see that Def Leppard's with Motley Crue. You know, I don't know. But I'd drive a bus to Sacramento, Hans, if we want to go see ZZ Top.
How? Anything but ZZ Top. Like, literally, anything.
A road trip with Bowler.
His bag, right?
Like, I'd even go to the Eagles before ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a sacrifice
the
right there.
The bug your hands? What is that? What is it?
I don't know. I've
hey, look.
Never liked their music.
I've known Hans for a long time. We've been doing this show for almost 8 years. And I can still not figure out or pinpoint is the music he likes and the movies he likes. Like, I can't. Like,
really?
There's some music where I think, oh, man, he's going to love this, and he hates it. And some movies I'm like, he's going to hate this, and he ends up liking it. So I can't,
hey,
I
Hans,
can't figure it out.
Tim Lacombe aside, what did you think of just the selections? Were there some songs that you liked? Was there others that you just kind of, like, turned your ears off on? Or?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of The Cure. And that might be really unpopular with a lot of people.
Did you like Billy Idol?
I like Billy Idol, yeah.
That was a good rendition of Billy Idol's White Wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought Stone Temple Pilots stuff, so fantastic. I thought AC/DC stuff, fantastic. But I'm not a Cure fan. Are you? Are you guys a Cure fan?
I'm not necessarily a Cure fan.
No.
But you're a what are you a fan of, though, that always gets me?
Well, you hate Coldplay. I love Coldplay.
I hate Coldplay, yeah. No, there's no doubt. But there's some other – what's the man – oh, was it Depeche Mode you made us play?
Depeche Mode.
See, I thought if you like Depeche Mode, you'd like The Cure.
Love Depeche Mode. Do not like The Cure.
How about NXS?
Don't like NXS.
Don't like
– Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I like NXS.
No, I don't like NXS. I don't
NXS
like Six.
NXS kind of did that thing where they were kind of blending kind of the new wave but rock, and they were kind of working the middle. So I respected them for that.
Yeah, it was the middle. They would go outside the box and then back in.
But oddly enough, I like a little Mr.
Wow.
Mr.
Yeah. Mr.
Yeah, Broken Wings. Yeah. I do like a little Mr.
I can't. Now you know what I'm talking about here.
Now you can't figure this guy out.
I haven't even thought of Mr. since 1991.
Yes, you have.
No.
Oh, come on. They do some good stuff.
Broken Wings is about all I can think of. And I don't know if that's necessarily good or not.
If that's the only thing on the
didn't they have some weird song like Kyrie?
Yes.
That one, yeah. Okay.
Bowler, you're the best.
Always on 1280, guys.
What is this, Mr. Mister? I'm out.
I'm out.
1280. There we go. Back to normal.
Okay.
Bowler, you're funny, man.
All right, Bowler.
We love you, brother.
Apparently no Mr. Mister bumpers coming up next. Or Bowler's out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tune in right now on my computer. I want Lloyd to play nothing but Mr. Mister the rest of the you guys got 2 hours plus, so yeah, it should be a fun show.
Well, and they only have two songs, so you're going to hear them a lot. So, Bowler, talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right, guys.
Bowler.
Have a great weekend. Later.
Craig Bowler Jack joining us on the Smart Rain guest line right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network as Rob's with us once again from Smart Rain. And all right, so here's the offer. We need you to take advantage of this right now. You're offering, and I thought originally I saw 10 controllers. For 10 properties out there. But if a property needs more than one controller, you will give 10 properties free controllers.
Correct.
So if a property out there needs two or three controllers, you're going to give them two or three free controllers right now. So let's say somebody calls 877-346-3333 and says, all right, I'm signed up. Let's go. What's the process next? What's the next process like for those guys?
Super simple. They'll get online with one of our sales reps. They'll talk them through the agreement, the hosting, let them know what they need, find out their final needs. We'll do a water audit. We'll do an ROI for them. So we do all the legwork for them.
So you actually show them the amount of money that they're going to save.
Like, yes. Right out of the gate.
Right off the bat. You give us a water bill, we'll go and we'll do the calculations, and we'll let you know what you're going to save.
So let me get this straight. So if, like, we've got these weird storm cells that have been rolling through. Let's say that somebody's got the smart rain down south somewhere in St. George where these storms have been hitting. So when a storm comes in, it will actually recognize that storm on an hourly weather check? Or how does that work?
That's exactly how it works. So every hour we'll pull weather from really a 1.2 square mile area around the property.
Wow.
So it won't just be down south versus
specific.
Up north. Yeah, it'll be this neighborhood versus that neighborhood. And really nail down on the exact property.
Man, I just think about what we're going through in this state right now and how vocal our governor has been and how much need there is for something like this. Like, you guys couldn't have developed this at a more perfect time, where the importance of conservation is one thing, but the importance of conservation on our pocketbooks and saving money as a business has become more important. It's like this is a perfect addition to any business or any apartment complex.
Absolutely. And really what we see is a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to make water conservation happen. So I've had recent conversations with the DNR, Division of Natural Resources here in Utah, Weber Basin Water District, and we hear the same thing over and over again, is people just forget about their outside water.
Yeah.
And if you just forget about it, you don't know how to save it, and then you think it's this big process that you have to monitor it all the time to try and save water. Well, with our controller, we take that away. We put into their hands something that does the thinking for them.
And in talking to you and Chase before the show, you mentioned that once that controller is installed, you never really have to touch the controller ever again. Everything's all based on your phone or your tablet.
Yeah, and you got the app, and we got account managers that are watching that for you. We've got all sorts of sets of eyes on the system for you. So now water conservation becomes something easier. And it's what we told the Water Basin and the DNR, the same thing. Our goal is to make water conservation easy so everybody can do it.
10 properties right now are going to get free controllers. It's an insane deal going on right now, but you got to call 877-346-3333. Again, 10 properties get free controllers. If your property needs three or four controllers, they're all free for you. That's going to be 10 properties right now, 877-346-3333. Call right now, and let's get you set up with Smart Rain. Get you saving money. Get us all saving water right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Rises and fires for three.
The playoffs may be over for the Utah Jazz.
You're outstanding.
But the season never ends on the Zone Sports Network. From the NBA draft to free agency and on to the summer league, the Zone will be with the Jazz every step of the way as the Jazz front office builds for the future. Your exclusive home of Utah Jazz basketball is right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers.
This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Time for the good, the bad, the ugly. All brought to you by Zero Res. Get those carpets cleaned right now. 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-9376. I've got a story I got to tell you during the break. But get those carpets cleaned. 801-288-9376. All right, Hans. Team USA trying to round out their team right now. I don't know how good this is, but they have added two more players, with Bradley Beal out because of COVID and Kevin Love out because he is claiming that he's still beat up a little bit from the season and needs to get right. The Team USA is adding Keldon Johnson, which is, you know, a good player. That's fine. He's with the select team, and he can help for sure. But JaVale McGee is now on Team USA.
I do want to mention that Zone family member, and he has been a longtime friend of the Hanson Scotty Show, Ben Anderson.
Yes.
And Jazz Insider, I think, with KSL.
Yes.
He tweeted out and he said, I actually like the JaVale edition. He said he doesn't need touches, but he'll do the dirty work of catching lobs, rebounding, and blocking shots. They need size, and the pool of American bigs is pretty horrendous.
There's a certain level of concern in regards to the American big. Like, there's not a lot of great American bigs out there. And that's not just with this Olympics, but going forward. So he's got a point.
The European big is definitely playing large right now. You know, this year's league MVP, a European big.
Yeah.
This year's defensive MVP, a European big. You know, and all this kind of really set in with the addition of Dirty Dirk. Dirk Nowitzki was kind of the original stretch it, shoot it, do all the things necessary for a big to change the game. And now you got a bunch of guys like that out of Europe that are reforming what a big should do and what they should look like. Now, yeah. Rudy's obviously not in that. He's not cut out of that cloth, but Rudy does a lot of things great. He's just not an American basketball player.
Yeah. Rudy be a great fit on this team.
Oh, yeah.
But he's from France, and he will be playing for France.
So they go to JaVale McGee, and I'm trying to think of another American big. Like, I don't want Dwight Howard out there. I'd rather probably have JaVale than Dwight. You know, I know that, again, going back to
I don't want Dwight.
Going back to, you know, non-country bigs, Steven Adams would be a great addition.
Yes.
But Steven Adams is not ours.
Yeah. So we don't get him.
Ben Anderson has a bit of a point here. It's not like you've got the Shaquille O'Neals of the world to pick from right now. It's not like you've got some of the bigs, the Patrick Ewings that dominated in the 90s. The Bill Russells that dominated in the mid-teens. Whenever Bill Russell played.
1915.
He's so upset with the level of disrespect he gets. And rightfully so, the guy was brilliant. Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest players ever played the game.
It truly is amazing, though. Like, every time I hear a stat, it's like, well, Bill Russell did that 3 years before this. Bill Russell is 100 points more, and it's like, geez.
And Bill Russell's 127 years old, so maybe let's dial it down a little bit.
Yeah, he played in we talk about Shaquille playing in a different time.
Man, but when you talk about basketball debates and who was better, and you get some old timer that'll tweet and like, you forget about Bill Russell. Shut up. And I also did include old Bill Naismith on the old best coaches. I know he invented the game. I don't care.
It happens every time. I get it. He took a peach basket, affixed it to a pole, threw fruit in it. We get it.
Yeah. Good for you.
Hold on. I just want to go through this. What about, the bad thing is I look at these guys and I'm like, I don't even know if they're, what about Brook Lopez? Was Lopez an American big?
Played at Stanford. That's all I got. So maybe.
I believe. Joel Embiid, he's dealing with injury, isn't he?
Yeah. And I don't know if he's American.
I don't either. I'm not even going to go through the list.
NBA is the ultimate melting pot where we just don't have, like, you know, like Matisse Thybulle. 2 weeks ago, would you have known Matisse Thybulle has any Australian roots to him? I didn't.
No, I didn't know until that exhibition game. I'm like, who's this guy? That's Thybulle.
Yeah, I know. Same.
What about Clint Capela?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so those are some of the guys that I could see, if they were American, maybe getting a nod in front of JaVale McGee.
Hey, guess the country of Clint Capela.
American?
No, it's not America. And I remember reading this once.
Is it Ghana?
No, Switzerland. His mom was born in Congo, but then the parents moved to somehow Switzerland. And I think he was born in Switzerland.
Would have had no idea. Because Clint Capela would be fantastic to have. But it really goes, and it's a good tweet from Ben Anderson. It's like, okay, well, you don't want JaVale. Okay, name a big. Who do you want? We are all bugged that Kevin Love was out there. Kevin Love's probably thinking to himself, okay, we'll go get Dwight Howard then. Have fun with that.
Yeah.
Or go get JaVale McGee. Kevin Love's probably laughing himself all the way back to his home, wherever that is. Probably Cleveland.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. There's the good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
So it seemed like, and Buller referenced this a little earlier, but the Yankees and the Red Sox expected to return to action after it looked like some games had been postponed and will be postponed, but we'll finally get some games back underway. So kind of an update on that. On the social media, or excuse me, on the COVID front. I just wanted to touch on that because Buller brought that up and I saw a couple people tweeting about it, but they are expected to return to action on Friday. So a couple games postponed, but anticipate those games will be played on Friday.
Postponed.
Because of COVID.
But they are going to make them up.
But they are going to make them up and they will Thursday's game got postponed. They'll resume play coming up on Friday. And I think this is kind of a good place we're in right now where it's like, okay, well, that happened. Everybody else vaccinated? All right, good. We're back out tomorrow. Let's go.
We could probably jump to the ugly real quick because it's vaccination as well.
There's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Scotty, there are four NFL teams that remain under 50% vaccination. The Los Angeles Chargers, the Washington Football Team, the Indianapolis Colts, and the fourth... They think it might be the Arizona Cardinals or the Las Vegas Raiders. It's probably Las Vegas.
The Raiders, yeah.
They're said to be the clubs with the four lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates in the league.
Pull it together over there, Lloyd.
As of Thursday.
That's a big L, Lloyd.
Answer your phone. So, meanwhile, how about this? The Pittsburgh Steelers, Miami Dolphins, Carolina Panthers, and Denver Broncos are the highest vaccination rates among the 10 teams. They're at least at 85%, if not higher. But I thought that this was an interesting number. They actually have the vaccination rate of the entire NFL. They're at 73%.
Nice.
As a unit. Fully vaccinated players. This is incredible. Listen to this. And I'll go through this quickly. Fully vaccinated players face relaxed protocols. Unvaccinated players are going to be required to, and here you go, think about this, undergo daily testing, wear masks, and practice social distancing at all facilities. You will not be allowed to eat meals with your teammates. You will not be able to participate in media or marketing activities. As there are some guys that will be like, yeah, I'm not getting vaccinated.
I was like, oh, that might be a problem.
You cannot use the sauna. You cannot use the steam room. You will be confined to your team hotel while traveling. Vaccinated players have none of those. None of those protocols.
Like, look, you have a choice, but your life's going to be pretty miserable.
Yeah, if you're not vaccinated, it's like you're on the team bus. They're like, hey, there's a bathroom back in the back corner. We're going to have you sit in that toilet. No, can I sit on it? No, get in it.
Get in it.
Close the lid, too.
Oh, my gosh, that's so good.
They're stuffing guys under with the luggage in their own compartments.
There's a lot of exhaust in here.
The NFL's,
so what?
The NFL's not pulling any punches, man. They're just like, hey, look, bottom line, just go get vaccinated. The NFL is not, they're not having it.
I don't want to be hearing that, oh, you only got one shot and you didn't quite get the other one or whatever.
Don't want any of that.
Don't want to hear that.
No, they don't want to. In the meantime, I can just hear Chucky Gruden being like, this guy right here wants me to get the vaccine. Like, I could see him being, no, I can't. I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I can just see him being combative. But
hey, there's a cause for concern across the NFL and college football where if you've got a coach who's not on board with the vaccine, then the players are not going to do it.
Oh, 100%. Coach, players are going to follow the coach's lead.
Coach tells them to do it, they'll do it. If the coach is like, well, you know, it's an option for you, and deep down, and you hear the coaches talking about, like, I'm not getting that vaccine, then they're not going to do it. Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone, a special edition of Hometown News coming up next.
This is DJ and PK.
Somehow, BYU 2021 has to justify 2020. This season that they have, the angle that's going to be taken is unlike any angle that has ever been taken in our market because they have to justify this year and justify last year, even though last year is done and over with and they had the number two pick in the NFL draft, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. We're still going to hear, see, or BYU is going to say, see?
I know what I'm going to hear. I just don't know where I'm going to hear it from.
You hear the same word. But the inflection of the word.
See?
Is gonna,
yeah. See?
Exactly. Precisely. That's exactly how it's going to play out.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
It's time for What's Up in Weezer and What's Down in Declo. Starring Hans Olsen.
I want a milk mustache and a baby goat.
Also starring Scott Gerard.
Who we gonna kill?
And featuring Lloyd Cole.
Lloyd, you're not that funny.
You just get working that in right now. Do you think it's a no?
Stop.
Lloyd, do you think it's a no? I've never even heard. Well,
I've never heard it.
No. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Well, Lloyd, you have final say on this.
Oh, don't you do this to me.
Just go ahead, because I'll put it as we'll randomize it so that nobody even knows what we're talking about. Yes or no?
Go for it.
Okay.
It's on you, Lloyd.
Exactly.
I want to start with this, and Scotty, feel free to jump in if you've got a story coming out of your neck of the woods.
I got nothing.
Scotty and I both grew up in small hometowns, really small. Everybody knew everybody, and everybody helped everybody. And
a great edition of Declo Days last week. That was the big town celebration. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah. So do they bring in a carnival? Or
no, it's all just hanging out, eating some food.
I went and visited Declo.
A little bit of a parade.
Just last year. No, 2 years ago, I went and visited Declo. Was that during COVID? No,
I think it was 2 years ago.
Two years ago?
Did they have Declo Days when you were there then,
yeah.
Scotty, essentially?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Were you ever on a float?
No, I was not on a float.
No, I'm just wondering.
Unless somebody's going to find a picture of me on a float, then apparently I was. But I don't recall being on a float.
I love that your whole life is documented in that newspaper.
Honestly, there are a few things that have pissed me off more in the 8 years of the show than that. And I know I'm not even supposed to say that on the air, but I am so irate over all of this.
I am just crawling with like excitement over knowing your whole life because Declo was like, oh, Scotty's got a hang now. Let's write a story. Everything. This guy found everything. No, you gave a potato.
He didn't find everything.
Gave a potato to the president. Like, that's a big story. Like, but there were also some stories. It's like, and Scotty was presented with a good grades award. Like, it was like little things. It's like, wow, everything. It's awesome.
They love them some Scotty.
Okay, let's move on.
I think this first story.
A float, yes or no? So really, no, never been on a float?
I don't think I've been on a float.
Don't think.
I don't remember being on a float, Lloyd. I don't know what to tell you. I don't remember. Like, I'm getting old. I forget things.
Okay, that's what you said about, oh, I don't remember meeting the president. You said the same thing.
Did they not put the varsity?
No, I remember meeting the president.
Did they not put the varsity football team on a float?
We weren't on a float, no.
Oh.
But we also weren't very good either, so maybe that's something.
They didn't even build a float. So I think this first story embodies everything that Whole World News is, Scotty. The Weezer Rural Fire and Washington County Sheriff's Office were both called to respond to a request to help a horse that was trapped in a pond.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, and there's a video that's attached to this, and I can send out the video. But our good friend Alex at livinginthenews.com, he documented this. So it's an old mare, and at some point two nights ago fell into this pond. It's just this mucky run-over pond. And the deep mud and the steep bank kept her from being able to get out of this pond. She was so exhausted that she was found the next morning unable to stand, and her face and nose just barely above the pond water. So with the assistance of neighbors, they brought in tractors. They brought in a tractor with a front loader lift. They hooked up all these belts and straps, got down in the pond, sunk it under the mud, and got under that mare's belly and under her chest and back hindquarters, and they brought her out with this front loader, and were able to get her out of this pond, and they set her down. And the whole video is it's harrowing, but you know that's
harrowing.
Yeah, like they're saving this beautiful mare that's stuck in the mud. And It warms my heart, man. It makes me feel so good that there are people that surround animals like this and can save things like this.
Touching. Like when they got Jessica out of the well. I mean, it's just right there, neck and neck.
What? Talking about baby Jessica?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's baby Jessica level heroism, but...
You sold it, man. I was right there.
They had to dig down beside the well to get baby Jessica out.
It's like when they got those miners out of the mine after they've been down there for...
The trapped miners?
Yeah.
I can't remember. There was a lot of miners that they put out. This is just one mare. I wouldn't put it up to that level, but still fantastic nonetheless.
We're gonna make a Disney movie out of this.
The other story I wanted to talk about was they found an animal hoarder in Weezer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, this one's bad, Scott.
Can't have that.
This one's bad. This is my hometown, and they found an animal hoarder. You ready for this? You ready to be disgusted? So, Sharla Van Hine, who is a Weezer resident, been a longtime resident.
You know Sharla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had been renting out this property for a long period of time and had not checked in on the property. Well, she decides that she's going to go check in on this property. And by the way, this is the big buzz, because this is an ugly story. It's really a bad story. So she went to the property, and really quickly she found that things were not good. She saw hundreds of chickens and other animals that were being kept in these little cages with no water, and it was hot. So she called the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office responded. They brought a search warrant to the home, and they found really quickly that the three female tenants that were renting the home, they were out of town for the weekend, and they weren't planning to come back until like late Sunday evening. And so they went in and started pulling all these animals out. Listen to this, Scotty. They rescued 247 chickens that were kept in containers. But there's more to that here in just a second. Okay, I'll just get to that. So of the 247 chickens they rescued, 100 of them were uncaged and just left to roam the house.
The house?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The chickens?
Yes. 100 of the 247 chickens that they saved were uncaged and were just roaming in the house. They also saved 21 ducks. And a few of the ducks were in roaming with the chickens. They saved 8 parakeets, a robin that had been caged, a starling that had been caged. And I don't know why you'd ever cage a starling. Those are just the worst.
A robin.
Or a starling.
Why not grab some magpies in there and make it complete?
That just sounds horrible.
Okay, this is what's crazy. 15 cats were roaming in with those chickens.
Oh, you got it. So it probably
hello, wild cats.
So she probably started with 200 chickens roaming the house. Yeah. Cats whittled them down to 100.
Got them down to 100, and the cats were fat. The chickens were unfed. They were all like all these animals. It was just horrible conditions. And along with the 15 cats, the 100 chickens, there were also three dogs that were unkenneled that were running around in this same house. Doors shut. Chicken, 100
Anarchy.
Chickens, 15 cats, three dogs, and then they had another 147 chickens that were locked in kennels along with these other birds, and then you throw in the ducks and parakeets.
Your friend's just going to have to burn that house down. Yeah. You're not coming back from that.
This is a 900-square-foot home.
Stop it.
I'm not even kidding
All
you.
Of those animals in 900 square
900
feet.
Square feet. So they've saved them all. They got all of them except for they said that
you run those chickens down to KFC. You don't want they said we can do a 257 chickens.
They've already adopted out 100.
Nobody adopts chickens.
I'm not even kidding you. People are adopting the chickens out. They're probably to eat them. You're right. I mean, it's a small hometown. They're going to grab it by the head and flail it, fling it around a couple of times and throw it through a defeatherer and eat it.
And deep fry that sucker.
And the deep fry. That's fine. Look, at least they're doing that, not suffering in the heat.
Do the chickens have large talons?
It's the only way they fought off those cats and those dogs.
I don't even know what you
I don't
just
know
said.
Why you didn't lead with this story. This is like the great...
Is this crazy?
This is the craziest story of them all.
It makes me so sad that this happened in my town.
I can't believe we wasted time on the horse in the mud.
No, that was like, that's a harrowing story.
That's a waste.
That is not a waste.
I'm with Scotty.
Mr. Ed gets stuck in some mud. Bring the whole town out.
We'll save the moose knuckle food truck for next week. Apparently, it's overpriced.
Oh, really?
But the food is spectacular. People
does
in
our
Weezer
guy Alex,
are buzzing.
Does our guy Alex do like food reviews too?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's done a food review on the Moose Knuckle.
All right. Joining us now, Chase from Smart Rain, Smart Irrigation Controller. It's the most sophisticated and technically advanced controller on the market today. So let's talk about this. What really sets this apart? Because there's a lot of businesses and apartment complex owners out there that have 900 square feet full of chickens and dogs that they need to still find a way to irrigate their lawn. But what's the best? I mean, what really sets the system apart?
Well, first off, I want to say a great segue from Han's story into smart irrigation. But yeah. One thing that separates us is we have a lifetime guarantee on our product, software, firmware updates. This will be the last controller that clients, property owners buy. So it comes with a dedicated account manager, which you're not calling a random 1-800 number. You're calling someone here locally. We are a national company, so we're throughout the entire United States, but that's one thing that we really pride ourselves on and our clients now really love, that we have that dedicated account manager to each account.
Sprinklers, I mean, look, we're in a drought. This is important, and you need to save water, but you also can use this opportunity to save a whole lot of money, too.
Yeah, so we're saving properties on average 30 to 50% off of their water costs. So, if you want to take your company, and start the initial process of going green, this is a great first step. If you want, to do the solar route, that's a little bit more of an investment. You go the irrigation route, it really is a good step, and the investment isn't as much too.
But it does sound like you can customize specifically, if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you need solar or you need cellular, like whatever you need to do, you can get that taken care of.
Yeah, so we have a cellular option for the controller, and then we also have a Wi-Fi option. So one way or another, you can, it might be a little bit more costly to go cellular, but yeah. We have both of those
options. But the options are there for
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. All right, 10 properties right now are going to get controllers for those properties for free. Even if you need 5 or 6 controllers on one property, it's all free.
Yeah, so since I've started working here, this is by far the best deal I've seen, whether we're doing trade shows. Or
this is incredible.
I mean, so we're going to give away the controller for free. The hosting costs will be, a separate thing, but we'll help, we'll do the audit. We'll do a free ROI water analysis where we take your year's bills and we'll tell you when this will be profitable. And, when the controller is free, it's pretty quick.
We've always told our listeners we're going to make it worth listening to us. Like, eventually we're going to do something to make it worth listening.
It may not be the content, but it might be the bills.
I disagree. The content is great.
So, listen, just get a hold of these guys. And I'm telling you, if you got an area that's being watered, an apartment complex, a business shopping area. This is a perfect time to cut those costs, start saving money, and get all of those devices for free.
Yeah.
F-R-E-E, but you got to do it right now because we're going to fill up those 10, yeah. And that's only today.
Yep, only today. Go to smartrain.net or give us a call, 877-346-3333. You know, we'll have a full-on presentation. We'll walk you through the controller. We'll walk you through the process. Super easy. We got a great team standing by, and you know, the VP of sales has given the blessing on this promo. So let's get this going.
877-346-3333. We'll talk some golf with BT coming up next here on the Zone Sports Network.